views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, founder of The Truth is Funny, the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, and your host for The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And that is 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You can enjoy a new perspective every third Wednesday with host Karen Benton from Unlimited Living. And the energetic upgrades are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in to delete energetic weaknesses. This show is a very special show today. We have a most amazing woman on the show, Jamie Butler, who is a natural-born medium, wholeness expert, teacher, lecturer, mom, and host of The Lighter Side Show, where she encourages learning truths through while letting go of learned behavior. Jamie is the founder of the Lighter Side Network, where the everyday meets the extraordinary, and the programming is uplifting, educational, and healing, while still covering hard-hitting issues, topics on wholeness living with thought-provoking episodes and guest interviews and channelings. She has founded the Center for Love and Light, a nonprofit to be a hub for wellness in Atlanta, Georgia. Jamie is the author of With Love and Light, a true story about an uncommon gift. Her life goal is to teach people of all ages about the infinite possibilities for healing, joy, and success when through wholeness living and incorporating that into our everyday lives. And I just love this, Jamie. It is not woo-woo. It is true, true.
Yes. Yes, I love that.
Welcome to The Truth is Funny. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show. I just wanted to let everyone know that Jamie is headed for the Akashic Ranch out here in Kamloops, British Columbia, and that will be from June 27th to 29th, and to share some different healing modalities. But I just wanted to mention, normally we do have you call in. We did have to pre-record this because Jamie is traveling and is unable to be in two places at once. Although I'm getting you've almost mastered it. So, Jamie, I'm going to give you the floor. It's so happy to have you on and have you coming out this way to British Columbia. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you're up to.
Oh, wow. Colette, thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here. I had the pleasure of going to Akashic Ranch last year, and it was so wonderful. By the time we were leaving, I looked at Mariana and I said, how do I come back? Will you let me come back and teach? I want
Can
to
I
be
come
there
live
every
there?
Year. Yes. I told her we need to build huts in the back of her property. It's so special.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been out there myself. And this, I would have loved to attend this, but I had prior engagements, and I'm as I told you, I'm working on a 12-year project and bringing it to fruition. So I decided to hunker down here in beautiful Kelowna and go paddleboarding in between.
I mean, you, Colette, you're the portable shift happens energy. But if somebody needed like a grounding spot, a location to go to have shift happen, that's so hard to say. They would definitely go to Akashic Ranch. That place makes it happen.
Well, you know, you can tell a lot about a physical environment when you tune into the person who is the heart of it. And we have beautiful Mariana Horangonzo, who is just a beautiful person who is, you know, brought this beautiful, beautiful vision into reality. And so, but I'd like to focus right now on you and what, you know, I would like to know more about you. Like, tell us something about yourself. What I would like to know is like how you ended up in this field. Like, what inspired you to go in this direction?
It's a good question, because I definitely wasn't dreaming about this when I was little. I actually wanted to be a zoologist, and I learned sign language so I could teach monkeys. And then as I got older, oh yeah, I was a very dedicated young kid.
Were you watching Dr. Doolittle?
No, in fact, I didn't get to see that. It was, you know, a
long
time than that.
Before your, yeah, because I was just like, I was laughing because when I was young, I wanted to be like Dr. Doolittle.
Yes, and talk to them.
Yeah.
I always felt like I had that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, just a natural progression for me to do that. But at the age of 6, my mom and my parents were very clear that my Dr. Doolittle-ness desires and my communication to invisible people, my imaginary friends, was a little much to handle. Mm-hmm. So my mother fashioned a great little story and pulled me aside one vacation and told me that she could see the imaginary friends and she'd spoken to them and that they really wanted to stay where they were. You know, they didn't want to come home with me. And she really was doing her best. And I know she thought she was helping me, because I can only imagine what it was like to have a child tell you things before they happen, point to people you can't see and translate for them, and try to save 6 to 8 seats in a restaurant when what they view, nobody's sitting in them. And I'm talking to them. I mean, it's got to feel a little crazy. So they.
I don't know. That seems pretty normal to me.
Right. As we're older, you know, I did call them back, Colette, and I was like, listen, you guys had to have known what was happening. Like, I'm watching my kids and they're doing this, and this is so blatant. They're talking to people and they're like, listen, Jamie, we don't have the abilities that you have. So we just thought you were very inventive. And we thought it would be a better life skill not to have that and be made fun of. So we tried to get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting like, this is very common. People will ask, like, everybody has the ability. It's just the degree to which, like, it's in some families, there's athletic build, you know, or modeling or whatever. People are really good at math, or, you know, like these skills are passed down through the DNA. And sometimes it's, you know, regarding this, being able to use your intuition in a strong way.
I love that. You know, I never slowed down to see it that way. But I do tell people it runs in the family. My great grandmother had it, my grandmother, my aunt, myself.
Yes, it runs down the maternal line usually, because the mitochondria, which is the energy centers of our cells, that mitochondria energy only comes from the mother.
Yeah, it was all in the women.
Yeah, the maternal line is usually like, we have that in my family, like, you know, but there is a lot of fear around it. For instance, my mom would have a dream and then it would come true, and she didn't want to deal with that, you know, it scared her. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I find when you use your intuition and you add some insight to it, your perception to it, you have insight. It makes you more aware, but a lot of people are very afraid to engage in this way. Do you want to tell me about that? What was that like for you as you got older then?
So when I moved away to college, my abilities came back tenfold. able to see spirits, see energy and light around inanimate objects, animals, trees. I knew information, claircognancy, that people didn't tell me. I just knew it. And it was terrifying. I think I spent college career. I was 18 when it all came back.
Once you were an adult and on your own again.
Yes.
Yes. You know, my daughter in kindergarten, she would cry, and she, my oldest daughter, and she would say, they said this about me. And then when I said they said that, they said they didn't. And I asked her, were their lips moving? And she said, I don't know. And I said, well, next time someone tells you something, watch and see if their lips are moving. And then you'll be able to tell if they really wanted you to say it. Because if their lips aren't moving, then they don't really want you to hear what they are thinking. And not everybody can hear people's thoughts like you can. And she never had a problem after that.
That is incredible. Yeah, I never slowed down to even look at lips. I mean, the voices were so loud to my ears. Mm-hmm. It took me about 2 to 3 years to figure out how to decipher what I was seeing, knowing, and hearing spiritually, energetically, versus it coming from a person or my air quote reality.
Right. And so this is really fascinating, because how it came back to you right when you, you know, moved out, away from home, right?
Yes. Yeah. Spirit told me that they were keeping a safe distance because they were respecting my parents' decision and they were respecting the choices that I was making. They were never in my life to push me too far or to challenge me in a way that wouldn't fit well for me in that age and in my family environment. And so even though there was distance, it was all done out of great love, great respect, and
I love that. Community. I love that. We have to take a short break right now. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, the Queen of Shift. We are live on Facebook, Riding the Airwaves, the first Wednesday of each month with Tales from the Vector Oracle. On today's show, we have a few people who have emailed some things to you. If we have time, we will check in on those people. They would like to maybe have a little bit of an experience with you, and we'll come right back after this short break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my most beautiful guest today. We have Jamie Butler on the show. Jamie, before we continue, can you please share your contact information with everyone and just let us know what you've been up to or what you're going to be up to at Akashic Ranch here?
Absolutely. If listeners are interested in getting to know me better, you can head over to my website at jamiebutlermedium.com. I have a newsletter you can sign up for, which comes out monthly, lets you know where all the classes, the workshops, gives a little message and any kind of discounts that we're running. And that also has links to my network so you can watch the shows and listen to the podcasts. So we like to keep it all together. And at Akashic Ranch, which I'm so excited, it's coming up so quickly, I've decided to focus on an energy healing workshop and not so much focus on maybe a straight up technique like Reiki or I'm losing my words there. I wanted it to be more broad, where we really look at energy around people, whether we're seeing it, hearing it, sensing it, or just empathically being aware of it, and helping each person in the class structure learn what their strengths are with energy and how to identify it and how to identify if it's not moving in a way that's optimum. So we can then bring in instruments or tools such as polarity or energy field balancing and crystal healing, you know, where you don't need these big certifications to do. I find that these are very easy. They're kind of first aid kit energy techniques where you can take them anywhere you are.
Like that, you know? First aid kit.
And we can apply
the
these
new techniques. Normal.
Yes. I love that. That's why I call myself the everyday medium. I want to normalize the use of intuition and energy. It's time. We're no longer that far outside the box.
I'm just laughing because you're a kindred soul.
Yes. We tend to find each other.
It's a little bit hard to sometimes really convince people. So I've stopped convincing them that energy, that you can actually identify hidden energetic blocks and you can eliminate them on the spot. But the results speak for themselves. And so I feel that this energy field is opening up. People are more open-minded. And I feel in a big part that's because we're moving out of this Piscean age into Aquarius.
Yeah, go Aquarians.
Yeah, the fish, it's kind of, a lot of people are feeling like a fish out of water right now because we're moving from water to air.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm, but there's so many beautiful possibilities here. So when you talk about, would you like to just talk a little bit about, I know you're going out to the Akashic Ranch for 3 days.
Yes.
And I looked it up and it was like you're doing a night watch and.
Oh, we are. Yes.
So tell us all about that.
Yeah. The way I like to hold space for people to explore and learn and get connected to their energy or intuition is real playful and it's very hands-on. So I do a lot of exercises and one of them is going to be walking the land and identifying energy vortexes. So we have those vortexes in our body. We call them chakras or energy points, but we also have them on the land. And I like to use dowsing rods and pendulums to help identify it as well as your own energy. So we do a lot of walking. And then we sit down in those vortexes and I guide you through a meditation.
And then, that sounds like fun.
Oh, it feels so good. I've had to pass out a lot of dark chocolate afterwards, which I find helps people get grounded. Because when you're sitting in the vortexes and really getting quiet, you get a lot of charge.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a few vortexes on my property that I identified. And you know, if you sit there, mm-hmm. that you're going to be able to clear things faster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And it's so, I love that, because then when you get out of it, then it's like people don't know how to bring it forward. They realize it's done. And I think as humans, we're used to saying, well, I have to process that, or I have to hold on to that until I really get it. When, like you were mentioning before, Colette, I mean, it can happen in a moment's time. We can move that energy.
I have found that, you know, if you think about what the problem is, mm-hmm. good luck. You have to feel for the problem. Like when your energy work is about feeling. And so all these sensitivities that people have, like to their, you know, their hearing and their sight and, you know, being able to vocalize, all of these beautiful sensitive points we have are shaped like Vesica Pisces. These are our pleasure centers. And if we learn how to use our sensitivity in a strong way, then we can find answers. But I find that energy work happens in a split second. It sometimes can take years for the person who shifted themselves to fully realize their perception to catch up with it.
Agreed.
And yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, what you're saying to me is so beautiful, because it's kind of like you said an affirmation that this is going to be clean and clear and beautiful. And so it is.
Yes. Intent and affirmation is huge. And then at the nighttime, we're going to do trance channeling, where I'll let spirit come in and communicate through me directly to you, and you can ask questions to them. And then we're going to go outside and we're going to do a night watch in the sky. I've had some freaky, pretty interesting moments with that sky out there. So I'm hoping to kind of reconnect a little bit and have some witnesses with me.
So this is really interesting. I don't know if you've ever heard of Angèle from the Spring Festival of Awareness. She, for 35 years, ran a huge festival out here in this way for 35 years.
Really?
Yeah. And one of my colleagues is Deborah Warren, who is CSETI, that's for watching for ETs, and worked very extensively with Stephen Greer. And we used to get together and go do night watches out on the dock with, you know, and call in the beautiful spirits to come, like the ETs, to come and commune with us. And we had some amazing, beautiful, loving experiences.
Well, that's what my fingers and toes are crossed for.
Well, let's send some of that energy. You know, I told you I started painting my dragon oracle 12 years ago. And these dragons, the first one, when she appeared, I thought, you know, I phoned up my mentor at that time, and I was going for certification. And I said to her, the good news is I'm certifiable, but not in a good way. Because I have a big giant dragon in my living room. And she says she's from the Intergalactic Federation of Light, and she comes with unconditional love, and that I'm going to paint all these dragons. And I said, well, I hope they're little small ones, but they're 3 feet by 4 feet, and there's 64 of them.
Oh, so, my goodness.
So those energies, like that is that extraterrestrial stardust energy. And so stars are made up of water, and so are we. And that's why it's so beautiful to commune in that way.
Well, you guys up in the British Columbia area are just full of life with that kind of communication. Your skies are alive.
Aren't they? It's so beautiful.
It's really nothing like Atlanta.
And you can't, I've never been, had the good fortune to come to Atlanta, but you like when you're out there and there's no lights around, mm-hmm. you know, like in the city.
Yeah.
And you have that beautiful view out there. Oh,
it's
that
endless.
In itself is worth going for.
Yes, it is.
So what else are you going to be doing out there?
Oh my goodness. Besides the trance channeling, the energy healing workshops, the vortex, and the night sky watches, that's going to pack our 3 days pretty full.
I'd say. And so, you know, do you want to talk just a little bit more about, like, I saw you have a nonprofit. Do you want to talk about that?
I do. Our nonprofit is Love and Light Institute, and it kind of partners up with our for-profit, which is the Center for Love and Light. And the nonprofit is designed to lower the cost of our holistic, our wellness, health, and awareness classes and courses to allow people of different economic barriers to be able to attend this kind of, I guess, wealth of classes and information and healing.
That's beautiful.
We run a free healing night where you can sign up and come by and sample different styles of healing, whether it's getting readings like tarot, numerology, astrology, or getting Reiki or massage or reflexology. Just it goes on and on and on. And it's a beautiful sight, people showing up and going, you know, I've always heard of this, but, you know, I've just never seen it. And I didn't know how or where to go, because you just don't look up in a phone book and go, that's the one. You know, you have to really be attuned, or at least have it word of mouth. So when people get to come in and experience it, it really demystifies the what is energy, and is this really woo-woo? And yeah, we're able to present it as not.
I love that. I also have been, you know, for 15 years now, I've given hundreds of free talks because I want to give people the opportunity. So yes, I usually have them on the Friday nights before my seminars. I have two coming up at the end of September now. But I love that you do that, because I feel everybody should have the opportunity to experience the relief, right? And yes, same with this radio show. It's been on the air now, I'm in my sixth year, and it's an opportunity for people to really experience that this is possible. We have to go for another short break. I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. If you want to see some serious shift happen, check out my new call to dance program, Baby Steps, integrating over 15 years of experience with people from all walks of life around the globe. And now it's combined with the wisdom from the Tales from the Oracle. So you can find me at my primary site, www.thetruthisfunny.com, and on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette, Tales from the Vector, Be Irresistible, and Energetic Upgrade on Upgrade Canada. I have four different Facebook pages, so depending on which flavor you like. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you have happened upon the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz, be irresistible. Become a bee ambassador. Check out borderfreebees.com to create a nectar trail in your community. We have Jamie Butler on the show with us today, and we're talking about her upcoming visit to Akashic Ranch what's the dates exactly, Jamie? I just lost that paper.
We'll be there June 27th through the 29th.
And, you know, Jamie, you and I were just speaking on the break, and I said I would just love to have people have an opportunity to see how you tune in and you know, how you do your work. And I have something that I would love to have you tune into for me.
Great.
Would you be up for that?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so I've lived in this property for 6 years now, and I have a spring running through it. And a family of raccoons, quite a few of them, have been back and forth through this property. They come through in the early morning and late at night, around 10 at night usually. And they come through this property, and about a week ago, my daughter and I both woke up to this clang, 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 horrible noise outside. And she took her phone and put the flashlight on, and it was a raccoon. And someone had tied a 3-inch red cowbell around this raccoon's neck. I don't know how they did it. She's traveling with her babies. And of course, we couldn't do anything to help her. Now, I talked to a neighbor about five houses away on in the north direction. And she heard them two nights ago, and she said it was just horrible. There was all this clanging, and I told her about this poor raccoon. So then we tuned into it. I've established that it's the person who did this lives west of me, maybe a little bit northwest or southwest. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tune into that. I'm getting close to 3 miles away. I just want this person who, I don't even know how you would manage to do that to a raccoon. But this poor animal is climbing trees and trying to feed its babies with this cowbell on it.
God, that is so sad. That is breaking my heart listening to
that. I know,
that.
This family has been coming through here for 6 years. And how do you help this poor animal right now, you know?
I hear a ton of voices in my head. So we're going to... You just slow me down if it's not making sense, please. Just jump in. Great.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the bell, I saw a younger man who mm-hmm. has done this. And I saw that it was south of you. When you said west and then southwest, southwest works. Mm-hmm. But south of where you are. Mm-hmm. And it's in a mile and a half. It's not even as far as 3.
Okay.
It is a... single family home on a piece of property. It looks like it's a gray home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's painted. It's not like a natural gray wood.
Okay.
And it's two story, but not all the way two story.
Mm-hmm.
So it might look like it's one story on front, but maybe it has two levels in the back.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. Like the mm-hmm. land doesn't feel flat where you are.
No, like, because, and, but I'm going to go take a compass.
Oh, great.
And yes. I'm going to find this person.
Yes. And
I'm not going to approach them, but I'm going to find out who this is. And I'm going to find a way to empower this raccoon.
When you talk about how to help, two ways, one is to call wildlife and to have them track and capture to mm-hmm. cut the bell off. I'm more worried about asphyxiation than anything else. The mm-hmm. noise the raccoon has managed, even though it's quite frustrating, but it's the not being able to breathe that is quite frightening.
I got that it's too tight around its neck.
Yes. Yes. Me too. Oh, and then
like really tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it wouldn't slide off.
Oh.
And the other way of doing it is you setting up traps, and that when she's captured, that then you call.
You're not allowed to hear.
You're not?
No, the wildlife has to do it. And there's no one in Kelowna. You have to go to Langley, British Columbia, 5 hours away. My neighbor already took one raccoon baby out there. But she's familiar with the process because she has, you know, a baby raccoon followed them around and they didn't want it to become a pet. So the only place close to here is in Langley, British Columbia, which is 5 hour drive. So they drove this baby raccoon 2 years ago to Langley, and that turned out well. But we'll have to see if we can. She knows the process. She's watching for it, and she knows how to get them to set up traps. So we have established that because these raccoons have a huge range. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, they do.
They come in from two sides of the yard.
It's such a beautiful community when I tap into it. Mm-hmm. And they keep showing me there are six of them together. There's six of them together.
The little raccoons.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going to, I'm going to go for a walk, you know, for a hike. And I'm going to take my compass and see where it leads me from the southeast corner.
Yeah, and I feel like if I'm walking down the road, mm-hmm. the house would be on my right-hand side.
If you're walking towards the lake or away from the lake?
The lake that's south of you?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm walking to it, it would be on my right-hand side.
Okay. Thank you. I found we'll see what happens. And we're just going to send a lot of love out to this raccoon and to a person who feels the need to be that cruel.
It's interesting. When I tap into the person, I feel like he was doing it more out of a tracking curiosity, like he was being a scientist, you know, like, but not fully understanding the repercussions of doing something like that to a wild animal.
Okay, so we're going to send him love and light, right?
I am on that, yes.
All right. I think we're, you know, how do you feel about that now?
I feel great.
I feel it will be resolved also. So we also have someone that she would like some of your insight also on this. She's a client of mine, and she's given permission for me to mention this, that her friend about a month and a half ago had a heart attack and was not discovered for about 20 some minutes. And so she was, you know, in a coma when she was found, et cetera. And because they've known each other for a very long time and this woman doesn't have family, she was the one that has been doing her best to, you know, look after her friend. And what happened is, you know, the doctors wanted to pull the plug because she was non-responsive. And energetically, when I tuned in, it was like, no, she's not ready. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. at all. And it took 2 weeks, but she opened her eyes, knew the doctor's first name, knew every question he asked her. But now she's refused to talk to the nurses and the doctors again. And so they feel she's unresponsive. She's in the, you know, like a good distance from her friends. So I'm getting, you know, she's not necessarily wanting to live a long life yet, but she wants to live well.
Yes.
Or not at all.
Right. She's ready to live. I love that you really helped your friend when you were telling the story about being in the coma. I was just like, oh my God, please tell me they didn't plug her. Like, I saw her totally present.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I saw it. And I was testing it, and I said, they were trying to talk her into pulling the plug. And she's God. Like, for 2 weeks, she said, no, you know? So, and then she wakes up and, you know.
Yes. I would love to see her go home or go into an environment that's familiar to her. And then she's going to come out of her shell. She'll be able to discuss what she wants, handle what she wants, put it in order, and be able to make peace. I almost feel like where she is, she's not exactly appreciating where she is, and she wants to shut that down a little bit.
How would you appreciate where you are when the people around you are wanting to pull the plug on you and you're wanting to live?
Right. That is a very hard challenge. Goodness.
I tell people this, you know, your unconscious mind, your spiritual mind, and your, you know, that and your subconscious mind are always tuning into everything, whether you're under anesthetic, whether you're sleeping, whatever. And sometimes your conscious mind is not aware of it. But please be careful when you're around people who are in comas, what you say, what your energy, you know, if you're, you know, to empower them. It's important to, you know, to support them in that way.
I agree.
Can you believe it? We're running out of time again for this segment. Radio time goes by very quickly. So this is Colette Marie Steffen on the Truth is Funny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Jamie Butler here with us today. We are going to take a short break and we'll come back for the last segment to find out some more fascinating views from you, Jamie. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety,
and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we are enjoying the amazing Jamie Butler, and she's been sharing some of her insights with her from all the way from raccoons to comas. We have another one here for you if you would like to tune into someone's dog here from Germany. Yes. Okay, so this dog is a beautiful white German Shepherd with long hair. And this dog, about 2 weeks ago, there was fireworks. And it was in the house, and it was so scared in the house that now it doesn't want to come in the house. And we've worked on this dog to calm down, and we can get it calm in the car now, and we can get it calm outside. But now it has associated the firework noise with being inside the house. And the dog has not stopped trembling for 2 weeks. And he's not normally like this. So when you tune into this dog's in Germany, just so you know. It feels like it's a long ways away.
It's just across the pond. It's interesting when you mentioned Germany, I saw a German Shepherd, but I thought, oh, whatever, that's, you know, even though I've been doing this for 30 years, I still have the human side that goes, no, you thought of that dog because she mentioned Germany. But how nice for mentioning the breed. Thank you. When you were first mentioning the dog, I kept getting heart palpitations and anxiety, major. And the heart was hurting. There's so much stress that the muscles in the chest and around the front joints of the leg are seizing up. So being paralyzed. Just, very hard. I see that Bach remedy, Bach flower essence for anxiety and stress would be wonderful to use. And since dogs are number one sniffers, they have the best noses in the whole world, in my opinion. Let's use some aromatherapy and let's use food, because I hear that he?
Yes.
Has a really good palate for food. And if something was cooked or just like an organic raw meat that could be offered as a gift to come into the house or to be shown and then given the meat in the house, then we're going to start exchanging the old anxiety memory for a really good current foodie memory. And we're going to make him a little foodie experience.
It's so interesting because this morning, I felt the dog come through to me while I was still in bed, and I got, oh, he wants a Bach remedy. I also got that there is a physical issue here now. And I was working on his central nervous system to his circulatory system. And so we're just going to strengthen his heart and his heart and his circulatory system. A lot of people are not aware that the circulatory system, like the blood vessels themselves, also are supporting the heart, and that there's an unevenness there because he got so, like, it's like,
yes.
Yeah. Like his heart got gripped in fear.
Yeah.
And it won't let go. It's like his heart isn't pumping quite properly. And so we want to strengthen the hind end, because a lot of times when dogs, he's an older dog too, like not really old, but I'm getting his hind end is not as strong as it used to be. And when dogs' hind end gets not as strong, then their front end has a tendency to have to bear the weight. The shoulder, the burden is what's coming up with him. So thank you. I'm just strengthening that, what I'm getting. Is there anything else that you...
One other thing that I heard was whenever he goes into these symptoms, please don't have it be a knee-jerk reaction to sit and coddle and hold and pet and love.
I told her exactly not to do that.
Because he'll go, oh, look at that. I'm going to hold on to this behavior because I'm getting some good stuff. Yeah. Do recognize it. Do pet him. Do talk to him. But get him in and redirect his attention. And then if you're looking at the energy, I would totally agree with you, Colette, using the circulatory system, the main nervous system, and then
the heart itself. Yeah. All four chambers, the musculature, all of this. So he already feels stronger. If you tune into this dog now.
Absolutely.
And dogs are very loyal. If owners are anxious about something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And the owner of this dog is anxious because she's had a weird man hanging around, which is kind of like the raccoon energy. So let's strengthen the owner here to not be so concerned about her dog. You know, as soon as you're concerned about a dog, the dog will be concerned about you.
That's so true. They mimic you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, cats, they don't really care if they feel like it. dogs are very loyal. I used to own a dog grooming boutique called Bad to the Bone. And so I know I've worked with dogs many, many years. And, you know, dogs have owners, cats have staff. That's what I found out.
It is so true.
So, you know, we're almost coming to, a place where radio time's going to run out. So I'm not going to tackle another project here for you, a major one. But one thing we could maybe get out there right now is, why do we have to have fireworks that terrify animals?
Oh, I know. Well, why do we have fireworks in local places? Why isn't there some kind of supportive law to where it only happens in a certain area and notify what time so that we can manage those relationships? But, you know, they're affecting people too.
Well, my feeling on fireworks is they seem a lot like bombs dropping, like in World War II. And so those things trigger people when they see things going off like that, you know. Some people can get very triggered by fireworks. I mean, they're beautiful. Yes, all of that. It's just that I feel that, if it's terrifying animals and so many animals go missing when there's fireworks, don't take your animals to a firework display.
No, please don't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just putting that out there for everyone, because it does trigger. And do you find that, Jamie, that it's just the smallest little trigger that can cause a person to really have, like, the reaction isn't made, people will think, oh, why is this person overreacting? But it triggers more than one memory or one association. What do you find with that?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I find even not just the loud sounds, but certain smells will do that as well and bring full force a memory that people have felt like they've managed and controlled, whether it was through therapy, you know, or time. And it just comes right back up like it's absolutely real. I think it's just another way of us looking at time and how it really is not linear. No matter how much distance there is, we can still feel like we're right back in that moment in a second.
Isn't that interesting, you know, that it is that way? What are your thoughts on that? Linear time. Yeah. Like, it's so confusing for so many people because we know there's no time and that everything's happening at once, except there's a linear time here on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's quite difficult to come out of that belief system because our vocabulary communication is all built around that linear time frame and in that duality. So I find if we can build our communication skills, that maybe we can support our belief systems that time is a little bit more fluid than a linear system. I believe that it's twisted and kind of turned in on itself.
None of the calendars are really accurate.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the Gregorian calendar, you know, that's why we have leap year. We have to add, you know, It's kind of like when I was studying with Resonance Project Foundation with Nassim Haramein, and he was saying, like, you know, once you get used to the idea that there is no beginning, center, or end, it all becomes easier after that.
Agreed. But boy, does it take a little while to get there.
Yeah. Well, that's a matter of time.
It's terrible. Even when you want to, like, not joke about it, it's right there in the words you're using.
So, you know, we can just strengthen everybody out there right now to use your time and energy efficiently. So many of us are taught that you have to work hard and you have to struggle to have a good life. And why not just use your time and energy more efficiently and enjoy life?
Absolutely.
See, Jamie, you and I really like each other.
Yes, we do. I mean, you are the queen of shift, and I totally would serve my queen.
Oh, you make me laugh. I have a princess of quite a lot of shift.
Let me know when that position's open.
Okay. Well, that one's been taken, but, you know, there's quite a few princesses around. Have you noticed?
Yes.
So we're coming to the end of the show. And so, speaking of beautiful queens and princesses, we want to give a really big shout out to Mariana. Yes. And to the Akashic Ranch, and for all the beautiful work they're doing. And what is the name of the festival?
It's just a weekend class. Mm-hmm. We didn't really even give it a name, but you can head to akashicranch.com and you can look under the events, and everything is listed there. The ticket sales all laid out for you.
Beautiful. And just so everyone listening out there, I was so fortunate to have Mariana on my show on May 22nd. So you can go back into the archives at The Truth Is Funny, or also at Transformation Talk Radio. And you can look that up if you want to know more about Akashic Ranch. And we talked about you coming out there, Jamie. So, you know, I want to thank you so very much for being on the show and sharing all your beautiful insight with all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it. And keep it up. I love the humor. God, does that just make our energy get big and fluffy, and we gain confidence and we build trust in what we're doing. It's just phenomenal what you're up to. Thank you.
Thank you. I love it. And I just want to thank you, Carter, for producing the show, and for the beautiful people who sent their things in, and the audience out there. And of course, a big thank you to Dr. Pat and her team on Transformation Talk Radio for giving all of us this wonderful opportunity. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.